This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Alban Berg's Piano Sonata. Now, Berg's music can be a little tough to wrap your ears and your mind around. He was part of a group of composers that challenged a lot of the conventions of harmony and tonality around the turn of the century. But one of his students said, "Whoever is seriously trying to comprehend Berg's music should closely apply themselves to the 11-page piano sonata," so that's what we're going to be doing. Berg was born in 1885, like I said, around the turn of the century and towards the end of the Romantic era in classical music. He didn't grow up writing music or playing music. When he started composing at age 15, he was almost entirely self-taught. It was a bit of an interesting time for him. He became a father a few weeks before his 17th birthday, and the mother was a servant of the family and twice his age. He finally started taking music lessons when he was 19, studying with Arnold Schoenberg, an iconoclastic composer whose music broke through the barriers of tonality. While Schoenberg gave Berg a traditional formal education in harmony, counterpoint, all the basics, Berg followed his teacher away from the broadly tonal music of the late Romantic era and into a new atonal world. The two, along with other students of Schoenberg, would come to be known as the Second Viennese School of Composing. That's a reference back to the Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert era of music in Vienna, which would be the First Viennese School. This piece is Berg's Opus 1, the first piece that he published, and he wrote it when he was 25 and still studying with Schoenberg. He wrote a bunch of other piano sonatas, but this is the only one that he published. And it's a real mix of the conventional and the unconventional, which is a key feature of a lot of Berg's music. Berg originally intended it to be a standard multi-movement sonata, but after writing the first movement, he couldn't figure out what to do next. Schoenberg advised him that this meant that he had said all there was to say, so Berg just published this as the single movement. And it is composed like the traditional first movement of a sonata, with an exposition of a theme, then the development of that theme, and finally a return back to that original theme. Schoenberg taught the concept of developing variations, which is the method of using one bit of thematic material and twisting and turning it around in different ways. It's something that composers had been doing for a long time. And Schoenberg liked it because at the end of it all, an entire piece can be created just out of that one bit of material. He liked the concept of having everything in that piece connected to a single gesture or motif at the start. Tonally, this piece is nominally in B minor. Berg does start and end the piece in that key, but in between, he stretches it just about as far as you can go, experimenting with various scales and harmonies. And it gives the whole piece an unstable, it's often a dissonant feeling. He develops the original material constantly, again, stretching it about as far as he can. Everything in the piece is derived from the opening bars. And if you're looking for a nice singable melody, it'll be tough to find here. But the piece is very expressive and emotional, with the often thick harmonies giving it a moody atmosphere. Here's Peter Bradley Fulgoni with Berg's Piano Sonata. It is very tough to hear B minor in a lot of that. It really goes very far from that original key that it's nominally in. And Berg, Schoenberg, and all the rest of the Second Viennese School took it even further. They eventually abandoned tonality completely, going for an atonal method of composing. This is showing them right at that precipice. Berg is still holding on to B minor, that tonal center, but it's not really the center anymore. Thanks to Breeder Bradley Falcone for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to listen to one of the composers of the first Viennese school, Schubert, and his quartet movement. See you then.